We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, along with Glenn Mack now. Time now to meet our Santander legend of the week, someone who is near and dear to our hearts, the great Ike Reese, joining us this fine day. Ike, how are you?
Doing great, Spuds. Prof, what's going on, fellas?
Yeah.
Always good.
Excited about, listen, we're talking Eagles, Dallas, Ike, and we have talked about this many, many times, and I know, if I recall correctly, you believe that the Giants are the most heated rivalry for you, but I'm not going to ask you about the best rivalry, but what does the Cowboys rivalry represent?
Well, to me, it represents the long history between this city and that city, you know, this great division of the NFC East, and it's a long traditional thing, in my opinion, so it's something that once you're either drafted here or you're traded here or you're brought here via free agency, you certainly learn the importance of this rival once you put on that uniform. So to me, it always represents to me what the city sort of represents as a sports fan base. And for this city, that team is number one when it comes to their hated rival. So even if you didn't grow up hating the Dallas Cowboys, you quickly learn to sort of hate them once you decide to play for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ike, you got here in 98, last year, Ray Rhodes. There were, in those first couple of years, a few ugly losses against the Cowboys, but it all turns in a game that you and I have talked about many times. The story of Andy Reid coming up to you before the game and telling you his plan on that 110-degree day, whatever it was, down there. Just if you could quickly relate that one, because it's a great one.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It started off in the locker room, right? And right before we get ready to go out the warm-ups, myself and Mike Caldwell, John Harbaugh, comes over to us and says, you know, Andy, be alert. Andy's thinking about running the surprise onside kick. And although we had practiced it that week, I never really thought we were going to run it because I'm saying to myself, well, you don't open up a game the first game of the season with an onside kick. Who does that? And so when Harbs came over to us, you know, I know for me, I sort of sounded as if I agreed with it and I was confident in it, but as soon as he walked away, I started telling Mike, man, this ain't a good idea, man. This is not the way we need to start the season. So I'm saying to myself, okay, well, maybe we're not going to run it, you know. And then when we get out there and the kickoff team is huddling up and John is sort of giving us instructions, Andy comes over and he's like, all right, we're running it. It's on. And so I think he noticed a look on my face. And he was like, all right, you good with that? You good? You ready? And I'm like, I don't know, coach. You know, I can't use the exact word that he called me, but he basically called me a sissy for not wanting to do it. He said, you know, you big sissy, just go out there and have confidence. And so we lined up, and I just figured as long as I do my job, I can't get blamed if this thing doesn't go according to plan. And lo and behold, it was a great kick by David and an excellent recovery by Damian Douglas. I can still see the play in my head right now as I'm sitting here talking about it. It's one of the more memorable plays of my Eagle career.
And thus, the pickle juice game in 2000 was born. The Eagles go on to the playoffs that season. Ike, do you think the luster of this game, given that the Cowboys are coming off a bad loss, 5-4, no Ezekiel Elliott, likely no Sean Lee, Tyron Smith, we don't know. Has it lost any of the luster?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. Listen, I think as fans, yeah, what we'd like if the Cowboys were a little more relevant and to make it a little bit bigger of a game, if both were coming off big wins and both had great records. No, we don't get that this year. But I think this game has other importance to it, which makes it big because we can all but close the door on the Cowboys if the Eagles were to win this week. So we certainly would close the door on their chance of winning this division. But I think it also puts a big nail in the coffin of them possibly making the playoffs. So the idea that we could end the Cowboys season effectively unless they go on a miraculous run, I think that makes for it being a big game. I think that's something that the fans can sort of get behind. And even though it's not necessarily a battle for first place in this division, I think the idea of possibly putting that proverbial nail in the coffin of the Cowboys is something all Eagles fans can get behind. And I think the players realize that, too. They're not going to talk about it, but I certainly, as a player, you certainly know what's at stake. And if you can get one of your potential competitors out of the way from a playoff position, you're certainly going to take some solace in being able to do that.
That works for me. That absolutely works for me. So one guy who will be playing for Dallas, of course, while Elliott isn't, Smith and Lee may not, is Dak Prescott, their young quarterback. I kind of do look forward to Wentz versus Prescott over the years. In your mind, Ike, who is Dak Prescott? What is he now?
Well, it's funny, and Eagles fans may not like this this parallel I draw. He reminds me a lot of Donovan. He really does. When you look at his size, Donovan was a little bit more of a willing and better runner at this stage of his career in the second year. Dak is a runner when he needs to be, but he's really trying to extend plays to be able to throw the ball. A little bit better of an accurate passer at this stage of his career than Donovan was. But when I look at the body size, I look at the arm strength, I do see a lot of McNabb in Dak Prescott. And I do believe it's going to be a nice little rivalry twice a year that we get to see these two quarterbacks match up against each other. It's going to make for an interesting decade to come because typically if you got a franchise potential quarterback, you're going to be in the hunt year in and year out. And even though it's the Cowboys, I do believe Dak Prescott is the quarterback of their future. So, we certainly hope he doesn't have the success McNabb had here as a player, but there are a lot of the traits that he has that sort of reminds me of Donovan as a player.
Ike, final question. You are the Drive Time host on Sports Radio WIP. You've certainly had your finger on the pulse of the fans since August. Could you describe the kind of the escalation of the fans' interest and, I guess, their emotional peaks with this football season?
It's funny because, in most fan bases, you're going to get sort of a split viewpoint on how the season is going. Now, we all agree the Eagles are having a great season. It's just funny how it affects some of us. Some of us don't want to pinch ourselves and wake up and find out we may not be 8-1 or the best team in the NFL. So they kind of like don't want to believe what they're seeing. But then there's a large portion of the fan base that's riding this wave, that's talking about the dreaded S word no one wants to bring up. I'll bring it up. We're talking about the Super Bowl. So there are fans that certainly believe that this is the team that has a great opportunity to get there. And then there's that portion of the fan base that's reserving judgment, realizes that there's still a lot of football left to play, and they are sort of protecting their hearts. Because they're afraid of a letdown. They want to wait until this thing is locked in and clenched before they actually let themselves be vulnerable to what's going on. And so it's interesting being on talk radio, getting to sort of get the opinion of the season from different fans because it ranges. But most believe that we are a good team, and some just don't want to believe how good we are just because they're afraid of a letdown. And then you got those that are already making plans to be in Minnesota. In February. That's sort of where I'm at, guys. I believe it. I'm not scared of speaking into existence. The team is just that good. I don't think this is tomfoolery or we sort of lucked into being 8-1. This is a very good football team with a very good opportunity this year to bring that Lombardi home. You don't know what the future holds, but I know this year there's a great chance for them to get that accomplished.
Ike Reese, our Santander Legend of the Week. Once again, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ike.
We will speak to you down the road.
Hey, no problem. Go Birds.
There you go.
There you go. I agree. Always in love with the Eagles, and as well he should be.
Yeah, and it's so funny because, you know, I do the WIP thing also, and the way he described it is, I never knew I was going to be a psychiatrist when I grew up.
Yeah.
And that's often what you feel like.
I agree. I think everybody understands how special this season has been. But, Glenn, having been to 4 NFC Championship games, and not getting to the Super Bowl, I take nothing for granted.
Well, anybody who takes anything for granted is foolish, right?
But to deny that this team has a chance is also foolish.
Right, and the way I looked at it, I went into this season thinking, you know, they'll probably go 9-7. Maybe they can sneak into the playoffs, and that would be great. So if the Eagles go 11-5, win a playoff game, and don't win the Super Bowl, am I supposed to be disappointed?
No.
Just enjoy
I think at this
it
point
as
you
it goes
will be, yeah.
along.
Yes.
Enjoy it as it
Enjoy
unfolds.
The chapters as the book is presented. All right, let's take a look at what's ahead here. Our Amoroso's on the menu segment for you. We've got Doug Peterson mic'd up. A nice look into the world of Doug Peterson on game day. Mike Quick joins me in studio on Wednesday. Our first look at the 5-4 Dallas Cowboys. And Mike and Ike, a progress report on undrafted rookie running back Corey Clement coming off a three touchdown game against the Denver Broncos. And we'll figure out kind of the progress that he's made. That's why we call it the progress report.
Brilliant.
That was amazing.
That's great marketing.
That's your Amorosos on the menu. Look.